The Neo-Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie. Hello everybody, dear friends, Vanakkam. Today, in this Neo-Urban Chronique number 28, we receive our first candidate who will be obliged to answer our wacky questionnaire, even if it has not been certified conform by the International Federation of Wacky Confirmed Questionnaire. Hello, dear Angelica del Madonna.
No, no. Why do you assume I'm Italian?
Because you look Italian.
No, but that is not my name and is not the case. My name is Auro Madonna.
Auro Madonna.
No, sorry. You will never be able to say it. It's Auro Mad, okay? You can call me.
Okay. Sorry, I'm very confused. So I have to change Auro Mad. Okay. Alors, sorry, I apologize. But do you accept to answer freely this wacky questionnaire?
No. First of all, no, I don't accept. No, I don't accept your apology and I don't accept the questionnaire.
No, but come on, but please, Romad, don't be scared. You know, I will be responsible for your true, false or incomprehensible answer anyway, okay?
Are you saying I'm incomprehensible?
It means I don't know how you will answer.
You of all people.
Yeah, you know, it's like that. What can I do? Sometimes I don't understand what you will say, maybe, no? Bon, okay, so you are ready? You accept anyway my questionnaire?
Okay. Va bene.
Okay, thank you. So, I'm going to ask you 5 stupid questions and 5 smart questions. So, I start by the stupid questions, okay? You were born in Auroville. You grew up here. Can you tell me since how long you have been riding a cycle without a mud guard during the mousson?
Okay, it's an interesting question. How did you notice that I don't have the mud guard?
Because I saw you yesterday under the rain between the solar kitchen and the Certitude Sport Ground. And you were full of orange and food mud. So that's why I ask you this question.
Okay. Well, there are several reasons. First of all, people who grew up in Auroville always need to look cool.
Yeah.
So the mud guard is lowering the coolness factor.
Okay.
Mud is acceptable setback in this context because the coolness is maintained and then who cares about the muddiness? And people anyways, they pay a lot of money to get the mud bath.
Yeah, it's true. Correct.
Then also there is this other matter. There is, you know, you have an important meeting and then you can rush through all the puddles. And when you arrive, you are orange and muddy and people will be impressed. About your commitment, they see that you have the mud, they see that you did that for them, and then you will appear important and committed, and then you can say, look, I did this for you, and then what did you do? And, you know, it's also very good for the green belt points.
Yeah. Oh, so
you know about that?
No, I did not know. No, very interesting. And something else, maybe?
Well, there is the question of the Zen. You know Zen?
Not at all.
So, for example, you'd go to Bodhisendo, but no, you don't need to, because then if you want to stay clean without the mud guard, it is enough to go very slowly. And then you take 45 minutes from the solar kitchen to the town hall, and you go slowly, you digest your idli, and when you arrive, you are Zen and clean, mudless, purified, almost enlightened.
Wow, so super, beautiful, Roma, truly, no, I'm very touched. Okay, now I will ask you my second stupid questions. Do you know the difference in skill required to be a member of Auroville Council, Working Committee, FAMC, House Board, Entry Board, BCC, or L'Avenir TDC?
What? None, not at all. What is all this?
You don't know, fantastic, it's exactly that. There is no difference because you can be a member of all of them simultaneously. You just need to speak English and I know how to use Excel.
Then you cannot be.
Me, no. That's why, okay. I never been in this kind of group. But you are a child of Orville, so I was hoping that you will know something about all this group. But apparently, no.
No, what is all that?
All that, huh? Okay. So you have a lot of stuff to learn again. Okay, now come the time for my first intelligent questions. In a plate with three idli, you have three sauce, chutney, the sambar. What is the third?
Chutney, obviously.
Which chutney?
The tomato chutney. It's a completely stupid question. Why don't you ask me instead the different ways of eating idlis? You have two spoons, like in Surguru. You have one spoon, like the British Orovillians, who want to be always quaint. And then you have the fingers, because some people say it doesn't taste, so they need the finger. And then the whole hand or the elbow, and the different ways is more interesting than chutney.
Yeah, it's true. But me, I eat like the British, I eat with one spoon. I like it, okay, but anyway. Bon, okay, so well done. My second intelligent question is, in Auroville, there are a lot of French people. You yourself, I think you speak French, correct?
You speak French, yeah. Yes.
Do you think French people understand English humor in meeting?
No, impossible. No. The French, the German, they never understand the subtleties of English humor. No.
Yeah.
And then also, there is absolutely no humor in the meetings.
Oh, okay.
This is gone, long gone. Also, there are no more English people coming to the meetings. They would be happy to reactivate the humor, but they are not present.
Yes, because there is a serious problem that they are becoming more older and older and less funny. It's true, there is the British people disappear from the meeting. This is one point very interesting to raise up. So now my third stupid question. It seems to me that the young people of Auroville no longer know how to dance, sing, write, play, count, philosophize, meditate, drive, eat, drink, love. In short, they don't know how to live as before. What do you think of this statement?
Okay, boomer. First of all, this is typical boomer assumption. No. So you are too old to notice and you're not capable of seeing the world in front of you. And
But
you always say it is not like it used to be. You're a boomer. You're too blind and old, closed within your own bubble. No, young people have changed their way of life. They did more than what you did in your crazy 60s and 70s and all that stuff. Frankly, I'm very disappointed. You're a very bad representation of your generation.
Yeah, very bad. I try my best. It's what I saw, you know. It's my personal experience of boomer. Bloody hells. Oh, okay, my fourth stupid question. What was the lunch menu at the Solar Kitchen from 1983 to 2019?
But no idea, I never go. But you were clearly there in the 80s and the 70s, so you can answer your own question.
Well, of course, I know Monday it was mashed potatoes, Tuesday pasta with something, Wednesday rice, Thursday idli, Friday pasta with tomato sauce, Saturday rice, you know. I'm very surprised that you are kids of Auroville, you don't know the menu of the Solar Kitchen, no? It's very, very disappointing. From my point of view, say nothing. Sorry. Okay, last stupid question. Is there an Eurovision humor specific and particular? Is it interesting to speak about it?
For some, humor is the salt of life, and they have a pinch of it every day with their idlis. For others, it is extinct, long forgotten, like a somatic memory that has become less than a long-lost rumor. So the facial smiling muscles have fossilized, and it would be a Herculean task to awaken these facial muscles from their stony slumber and mobilize them again into a smile.
Oh, this is your style of your positions,
Is a fact.
What is a fact.
Position?
So there is no particular Auroville humor.
Is an observation of the fossilized face.
Ah, okay. So, in fact, okay. Well, thank you, Romad. So, my third intelligent question. You were born here. Is there any hope for those like me who were not born here, but somewhere? I ask you if there is hope for us that we are not.
No, 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 no hope. There is no hope.
No hope for us.
No, no, no.
No.
No, no. Okay, but that depends on your youth that never ages. So
means you see, you feel the difference between to be born here or not to be born here. Yeah.
No, it is a question of how you feel. Do you feel you were born here?
No, no, not at all.
That is the problem.
Oh yeah, you are very radical. Huh? You are radical with a boomer like me. Okay, my fourth intelligent questions. You were born here. I'll say that again. Do you know everyone born here? Is there an Eurovillian born shadow club in Euroville? Do you have a secret language between you, between your kids born in Euroville? Do you have this kind
Emma, of course. Yes, there is a secret language between us, but I will never disclose this information to you. The only thing I can tell you is Nogodo, Dogodo, Dugudu.
How is that? So you have truly a secret language. You don't want to tell me if I tell you Dugudu, Degodududu.
Ah, not bad.
Not bad,
it's,
huh?
It's an idea.
So this is news, very interesting. Okay, I will ask my last intelligent questions. I know that you like dosa, masala dosa, vegetable biryani, maybe chicken curry, I'm not sure.
And no, vegetarian.
But that you would prefer to have a psychic cat that at home rather than a psychotic dog, is correct? Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. That you do yoga all week except Saturday morning from 9:30 to 10 a.m., correct?
Yes, because of the idli.
Oh, the idli. You are fascinated by the idli, is what I realized. That you don't speak Russian, correct?
That remains to be discussed.
Okay. Нет прыжка за бобо, нет?
Нет, не провод.
Не провод, huh? Okay. Frankly, tell me, Romad, I have a big question, very important. What was going on now in Auroville?
Oh, finally. Well, after all of this nonsense, finally a great, intelligent, important question. Well, now finally we can concentrate and talk about the important stuff. I can finally tell you...
Yes?
That...
That what?
It is...
That what? Sorry. Just now Stefano tell me that we have no time available. We need to give back this life to those who want to take it. Thank you, Romad, to accept this wacky questionnaire. I hope you will come another day. Thank you for your participation. Dear friends of the New Urban Chronic, see you next Friday at 10 a.m. in live or by podcast on the Auroville Radio site. C'est dingue, non? Amazing.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.